We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amid Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Gimel Sif Yud says Mechaber Lo Seitzei B'Tabas Sheyesh Aleha Chosam. One should not go out into Rishus Arabim on Shabbos with a ring which has a signet on it. V'im Yatza Chayevis. If she went out with such a ring, then she is Chayevis. It is Aser to Oraisa. Ukshein Aleha Chosam Lo Seitzei V'im Yatza B'Tura. If it does not have a signet on it, it is only Aser Midurabban. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason she is Chayevis is because it is not the way for women to go out with such a ring, only for men, so therefore it is not a tachshit for her, and when she carries it on her finger, that is a derech hotza'a, and therefore she is going to be chayevis d'oraisa. But if it is a one which does not have a chosam on it, then that is something which a woman would wear, and it would be a tachshit, and it would be permitted. However, we have a concern of dilma shalfu mechavya, she might come to take it off and carry it daladamas birsha sarabim, and therefore it is going to be only prohibited midrabanan because of the xera, but midoraisa it is a tachshit, and it works. Esif yad aleph, lo seitzei b'chulayer, v'hu tachshit shekosher es bo maftechei chaluka, v'lo b'kol veles, v'hu kesher shekosher ba bosem shereicho tov. A woman should not go out with a kolyar, which is some type of jewelry which ties together the ends of her shirt, and she should also not go with a kovelis, which is something which she wears, which smells nice. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the kulyar, which is prohibited, must be referring to a time where it is not actually holding the edges of the shirt together. Rather, she is just wearing it on the shirt, and therefore it acts as a masui, and not a tachshit, and therefore it is aser d'oraisa. However, If it is closed and it is holding together the clothing, then it is mutter because it acts as a tachshit. And as well, we don't have a gzera that she might come to take it off, because since it is holding her clothing together, just like we said that we are not concerned she might take the pins out of her head covering, since she does not want her hair to become uncovered, so too we are not afraid that she might come to take this clip or whatever item it is that is holding her shirt together. She won't take that out, because then her body will become revealed, which she will not allow either. Sif Yud Gimel. Hoseitzei b'minol hakarua lamala demechaku ala. Sif Yud Beis. Im chaser achas mishineu masima acher bimkomo. If she is missing a tooth, then she places another tooth, a false tooth, instead. Im hushal zahav lotseisei bo. If it is a golden tooth, she should not go out with it. Tekevin shemashunim b'mara mishar shinayim domavazu lavashakalo mamatya. Since it looks weird, it looks different, we're afraid that people might make fun of her, embarrass her because of that fake tooth, and she might come to take it out to avoid the embarrassment, and she will carry it in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Aval shel kesef shedom l'shar shinayim mutter v'kol shekein shein da'adam. However, if it is a silver tooth which looks similar to the other teeth, and kol shekein, if she uses somebody else's tooth which fell out and places that in place, then for sure we are not afraid people are going to embarrass her, make fun of her, and we're not afraid she's going to take it out, and therefore it will be mutter for her to go out with that on Shabbos. Sif Yud Gimel. Lo seitzei b'minala karua l'mala, one should not go out with a shoe which is torn on top. D'mechaku lav asli lasuye, because people will laugh at her, and she's going to come to take it off, so as to avoid embarrassment, and she will carry it. V'lo b'minal chadash, shemalo yavol imidasa. You also should not wear a shoe for the first time in Rosh Hashanah, because maybe it won't fit well, and you'll come to take it off. Elim kein nista l'aleches bo me'etno shel imidasa. Unless you tried it out beforehand to ensure that it fits well, then you would be permitted to go out with it a second time on Shabbos once you know that it is a good fit. But a man is allowed to go out with a new shoe because he doesn't really care whether the shoe fits or not, and therefore we are not worried that he's going to come to take it off if it does not fit. It would appear that if a man does care how the shoe looks, or whether it fits or not, if it's going to hurt his foot, cause blisters, etc., then he should not go out with a shoe for the first time in Rosh Hashanah. The Rama adds, "Bishamar bushim ein lacha shafilu biisha." All other clothing you are allowed to wear for the first time, even a woman will be allowed to. We're not afraid that it's not going to fit her, and she's going to come to take it off. Sif yadalid yotzeis bechutei sayar bein shu asuyim misar o misar chaver tav afilu misar behema. It is permitted for a woman to go out with any type of strings of hair, whether it be her own hair or someone else's hair or even the hair of an animal. She can go out with that as long as it does not look weird, meaning it is not an elderly woman who is wearing strings of hair of a young woman, or the opposite. If a woman has a blonde hair, she should not go out with gray hairs of someone else attached to her hair, because since it looks odd, we're afraid people might come to laugh at her, just like we have seen in the earlier Se'ifim, and she might come to take it out in order to avoid the embarrassment. Sif Tezvav, Yotzeis Bekesher She'osin L'Refuas Kituf Ayin Hara Shelo Yishlot. A woman is allowed to go out with some sort of knot that is made in order to prevent Ayin Hara. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this was considered to be a kamiya mumcha. They felt that it worked lerefua, and therefore it was permitted to go out with, as we saw in the earlier simanim. Ubimocha kasher umhudag ba'azna. She's allowed to go out with, you know, some type of cotton, something which is tied in her ear in order to catch any discharge which comes from her ear. Ubimocha besandala kasher besandala, as well, some type of cotton, something that goes in her shoe, which is tied to her shoe, as well as a shoe which is sealed up on all sides, afilu eno kasher mutar, and it's not tied well. Ubemoch sheit kina l'nidasa, she can also go out with a moch, which prevents the dam from getting through the moch. The Rama says, shelo yipol dam aleha v'yitzarena, because she doesn't want the blood to get on her body, which will make her uncomfortable. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is only if she is doing so in order to avoid being uncomfortable. However, if it is just in order to avoid her clothes getting dirty from the blood, then it is going to be usher, as we saw earlier in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Yid Gimel. The Mechaber continues, this moch is going to be permitted, afilo eino kasher, even if it is not tied. Tekevan shehu maos lo chayshina demashaklala. Because since it is disgusting for her to have this dam, we are not afraid that she's going to come to take out the moch, because she wants the moch to serve a purpose, and therefore it is permitted. Even if this moch has a handle of some sort, which she will be able to remove the moch easily through that base yad, it is still, since the moch is maus, it is disgusting, we are not afraid that she is going to come to remove it and carry it in the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos.